So a popular person she may be, but what about the overall concept of a British monarch being the head of state of Australia? What do Australians make of that?
It sounds like an anachronism in the 21st century, and that's what Republicans say it is. It shouldn't continue. We're a brave, confident, irreverent, upstanding country of our own now, and we don't need a head of state who lives 12,000 miles away. But those voices are very much in the minority. A recent poll here had the people in favour of the monarchy at 55%, and those favouring a republic down to 34%. And that's the lowest figure for Republicans in 23 years, a long way from their high water mark in 1999 when there was a referendum here. And they came within shouting distance of winning the day. But those days have certainly gone into retreat. They're not a spent force by any means. And they say that much of the popularity of the monarch is down to the Queen herself and what will happen when the Queen's reign is over. One Republican said to me the other day, how would the Australians view a Queen Camilla, Prince Charles's wife? And they say if that were to pass, then popularity of the monarchy would take a dip here. But the monarchists say no, it's not just the Queen herself that's proving popular, it's the institution itself and also what's coming in the future.